from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
One Caribbean leader says the future of the Caribbean's banana industry is now in the hands of America. Cuban exiles in France take heart from today's ruling on General Pinochet. They hope Fidel Castro could be next. And Bermudian politicians are up in arms over what they see as British rule by force. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. One Caribbean leader says this week's victory for the Americans in the banana trade war leaves the Caribbean relying on U.S. generosity. The World Trade Organization published a report on Monday supporting the American position that Europe's banana import arrangements need revamping to fall in line with free trade rules. The changes could damage the banana industry in the Caribbean, which relies on the special import arrangements. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Kenny Anthony says regional leaders now need to try to get America to hold strain.
We need to place ourselves to influence those negotiations so that we can at least obtain an outcome that is favorable to us. Of course, much will depend on the generosity of the Americans in this matter, because for all practical purposes, they are the victims in the situation.
Prime Minister Anthony said the